You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Hey, where's the green tape at?
Oh, no. Stay brave.
Stay brave. Low Moon.
It's not even safe. You just got put on fire.
It's okay. My folks are about to.
I am so happy.
I posted it all yesterday.
I'm sitting here thinking, oh, great. I love the
green tape.
Besides red right here?
Yeah.
Spy out the green tape.
Most
people post their
stuff. I'm the highest on the party.
The ones that are falling down in the
corner. Who else would drink coffee? Ron or perhaps
someone? I made a mocha.
Gems.
Okay.
We got Atlantis too.
Go ahead and make it, Dean, because I'm going to something to see if we can.
I'm going to run that coffee out of our cottage.
I've been in high school. I've got 3 hours of chance. 15?
Me too.
Oh, I get to roll.
What about the four that I have too?
The squares.
I already got to roll 50, so that's 15% chance that you have a chance to work for them.
And you get to
draw. So roll a 3 or less on a d20.
Nope. 75. If I was over the top of 15%, I still have
to roll that.
I could find it with this.
Do what?
Yeah.
Say, just roll that and grab the key. I'll have a good job. What's the master?
It's got to be the perfect square gem, and it's supposed to be the odds are rigged. It should be based on that. His estimation is it should be worth about $100,000.
Oh, jeez.
What is?
The gem that will fit in his bad boy handbook. He's missing a 2-inch by 3-inch rectangular.
Is that one of the gem poles that you can get?
Well, I still need to pull a gem.
I was assuming that gem pole is just from that deck that you had.
Yeah, it's from the deck. Which there are diamonds in there, but they're
not that.
I wasn't willing to risk like one gold on like a 5 or 5.
Guess I'll get my hit points area ready.
Well, everyone else is coming back. I just realized that we're going to
need it.
Think it.
Did we figure out?
Our strategy is going to be keep Kendra in the front.
Check my front line. There might be one of the boxes.
We just start like assigning.
You have the key to our room.
You.
No.
Front line. Front line.
You took the key. You're a master.
All right, let's be honest. If you've killed more black dragons than I have ever met, you're in the front line.
This is literally the only one who's ever killed a black dragon.
Well, at least you check with your kids, Josh. I've had you one of her kids.
Speak for yourself.
This will be your
usual. The only dragon I've killed by myself with no help from anybody else was a green dragon.
Listen, buddy, you've killed a dragon completely by yourself.
With one shot,
too.
With one shot from a quarter mile away.
I killed a dragon completely by myself.
As much as I can use it today, I don't
need it. The horse rode through the sky to get to the dragon. It counts.
Stop off the moment and get her?
Yeah. You didn't bring her?
What car? Any car?
How was I supposed to bring her?
It's a horse! It walks! How did we get here?
We got teleported.
No.
Got teleported.
Anyone else have a gem pole?
I got 2,000 gold.
I'll
garage.
You know what? No, I
took
one. I'll
garage. I killed a dragon by myself once.
Yeah. By yourself?
Yeah.
We had
made it.
Pieces.
But yeah, technically. What?
We hacked the pieces first.
No, it was totally invincible. You didn't do a single thing.
It didn't have a head.
Yeah, I took
a dragon. It was a real dragon. Charlotte, like, you
for sure. It was a real dragon.
It was not a real dragon. It was a fake monstrosity.
It was so fake that it was a real
monstrosity.
It was a fake monstrosity made to look like two.
Speaking of fake monstrosity made to look like dragons, we need somebody to travel, right?
Okay. I gotta run and grab it. I lost it, buddy.
I'll
be right back.
A little hand signal thing that allows me to be invisible.
I got a message.
Semantics.
Messages from Chris Mitchell.
How'd you get us a mag?
I happened to see.
Dude,
Chris Mitchell saying they're running the store.
As long as I don't lose my head today.
I think so.
That's something like your semantics.
Wait, you might not want to wear a hat in the cave.
You roll a 20 off of me. Bring it.
Who lives way off to us? Josh!
Why?
That's the one thing that gets me.
He threw his beam dog and almost took out the hollow
you get acid.
All the way up through your level. Keep it.
Alright, I'll get you.
Smells
like burning.
Smells like burning.
Unless he gets the surgery.
Swimming, anatomy.
Yeah, no, you know what the hourglass is for after the surgery?
What?
It's to keep track of your babysitting time while we're gaming.
The babysitting time is going to change.
What? Jakey's playing the others.
So would you.
I certainly could not win.
They still into the.
Well, I'd have to get different cell phone coverage.
Yeah. You think they'd be in the same room at the same time. It's like Batman and me.
Yeah.
Like, wait, we can see Jake, we can see Ren, but we never happen to see them together.
Ariana, I don't know what
you're doing.
Mr. Chris, you want to go?
Where
we go? Miss Chris and Mr. Tim.
You want to go to the store? Check out all the stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you do that.
We gonna die.
Oh, that's the question over in the garage.
Jasmine showed up late. Front line.
Okay, fine.
If your level's higher than 6,
believe
front
me,
line.
I can handle it today.
So we don't have the
if your dexterity is under 10, front line.
Ha! I don't have to be in the front.
There are like 2 people here that might fit that.
My dex is not under 10.
You don't know how bad I wanted to get that. 3 1/3.
I really don't want to sit by this. Here.
Like my,
yeah, not,
my second and third draw was that. My second and third draw was that.
All I wanted out of that bag was 1 plus 1 next year. All I wanted out of that bag.
And how many draws did you have?
I got 5% magic resistance. That was pretty cool.
That would have been nice too.
I have 5 and I drew 2 next year.
I didn't steal it. You could have had.
Really wish I was 3.
So, how does your bow work?
You know, a lot of us will be leaving to get the
dragon. Do you have to like be able to see the dragon, or?
He doesn't know.
I've used it once.
I think the thing said the checkout time was at noon. If that's what you're
doing.
I'm pretty sure. It's in the binder in your cottage. It says the checkout time.
So we need to get the dragon out of
this. While he was flying.
No.
No, we're going to stay in there.
Mind you, yeah, I rolled a natural 20 on
the
and he's evil.
I rolled a natural 20 on the attack, so I don't know exactly what to do.
I set my alarm for breakfast. I thought I was going to go by myself, and all three of the kids woke up. So then I took all three of the kids, and my husband stayed in bed.
For me, I set my alarm to go to breakfast, but
they
I
are
couldn't
now.
Get to sleep, and then I kept waking up.
I didn't decapitate them.
Once I got to sleep, I was fine.
Exactly.
I didn't fall asleep until almost 2.
Well, it's not a good
idea.
The arrow flew in
again?
Its neck, and then stopped, and then went...
Come here, you. You get her
and
get
some right here, and then you shift.
You probably need to get don't you have one of those phone app things? I tried to use it on Carson, because I have one, and it kind of sort of works, but I don't really know what I'm looking
Victor's
for.
Victor's image is haunted.
It's terrifying.
It's like staring you right now.
I mean, wasn't he like the leader of the Dark Army? Or was that yellow?
He was the leader of the Dark Army.
Well,
then there
you go.
You know
what? I can't stop staring. It's like staring at my soul.
I have
looks very good.
Same with Gilmore. She's like looking straight up.
She's giving us the people's eyebrows.
Maybe.
They would just upset everyone thinks he's dead for now. He likes to stand up right now.
Why do they think he's dead?
I don't know. They thought I got hung.
Dan, can we cover Victor's shame and just like cover his poster?
So,
it's like freaking me out.
Here, just turn that middle one.
That is a man that you look at him and you say, okay, this man's been dead somewhere.
Hey,
that's just only sad girl.
Yeah.
Just turn that one around, it won't bother you.
Okay. Look, they're staring at each other. Oh. for sharing.
Who's sharing?
Victor's.
They're having a student.
Victor's.
Oh.
Hey, that girl is just funny.
That's why he's got the eyebrow up. He's like, oh.
Alright, so, Sarah, Grant, we're going to go ahead and get started a little bit. She ran the cabinet, she'll be right back. So, no gem.
Legend lore?
Leon would like to see if you can legend lore the boat.
Please? Oh, just go touch it.
Okay, just so you know,
don't touch it.
The legend lore will be happening very, very shortly before the atonement can be done, so. Like,
you touch it and you hear.
Guys, why not? Do you think you need to take care of that thing?
Wait, what? Over here?
Like, you didn't even like it.
You have to sign it.
He probably couldn't touch it.
Don't touch it. See it.
Alicia, he touches the bow and he hears 3, 2, 1. Damn. Wait, what?
When Leon touched the bow, he heard 3 days.
Right, but if you need it moved,
I also have.
No, here's 30 days.
He probably couldn't touch it. Because Lorelai couldn't even see it.
He also has, like, language ability, but that's just the legend lore. So, and that was a 44, okay?
Touch it.
The only thing that strikes you is that you recall a song or a story that is actually it's a Norse story. But the motif of the story, the theme of the story is how Thor is flighty. Like, he's more concerned about drinking women than he is war. Okay? And he's concerned about, like, fighting for fighting's sake.
Breakfast, be a little bit. You can watch the videos.
And so in that song, Thor is, there's a vague reference to an artifact of Thor, something that he created that was supposed to be a huge blessing to mankind. During a very volatile time, that kind of thing. But the gist of the song is that he forgot that he created it.
Okay.
You can put that in the bar if you want to. It isn't specifically about the bow, but that's the only thing that comes up.
Okay.
Right.
See, Thor was a major womanizer and partier.
What? 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 Yeah. What did this change?
And he just loved the
fun. Can we open it?
So he, for one of his counterparts, had the dwarf make this bow, okay, for an archer to benefit mankind. Okay? But he was so drunk when he did it, forgot totally about it. So what you got is a lost artifact of Thor, made by the dwarf in forged weapons, for an archer that he didn't even remember doing.
Oh, crap.
You have the drunken binge of a god.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I go over there told me, he's going to go, what are you talking
what
about?
The? I didn't read a
book. Get out of here.
Dude, you're crazy. Smite it.
I've got your own new character.
Either that or he'll forget to kill me after.
New phone, who dis?
Maybe in the last minutes?
Yeah. New phone, who dis?
Okay, so does that change anything as far as the atonement goes?
No.
At least see what he knows.
I do.
At least see what he knows.
Later today, you never know.
Yes, I understand, but.
Yeah, that night
okay. I will.
We're gone, but this is happening.
I will ask Kendrick, do you think it's wise that to use an augury to see if the atonement would be accepted by the or if I promise to help slay the dragon with using the bow, will the atonement work? Or will he break the atonement?
Three auguries right there.
Something like that. He's
perfect. Or I will do the atonement.
Right, but what's the point of going through the atonement if it's not gonna work?
What are you gonna do different if it doesn't? Go kill dragons?
Sure. What do you have to lose?
Dragons.
Let's kill dragons.
Tell
what's an atonement?
But what if the atonement summed it somewhere else?
I got rocked.
It would be pretty rough.
What if the atonement's like, go on the other side of the world and help this person with the cabin tree?
On the paper.
I might have time to do
it. So you're asking if
Thor
is still drunk?
No, I know he is. Sorry.
You would not ask for a cabin tree, you would ask for shrubbery.
I demand a shrubbery.
Who's cabin this tree? Oh, there you are.
Hey, let's be good.
Sorry. I'm going to be okay. Do you think I should bring up the information that I could use like off the moment? About the woman.
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
There's a possible woman that he could find information on to bribe.
Hey, can I pull Kendra aside?
Sure.
Okay.
So briefly, because we've got...
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
This is as we're walking to the atonement. everybody else?
Yes. So your quest today will begin in front of the Temple of Thor. That's where...
Everybody else, don't listen.
They're probably the travel you.
So, apparently there was a woman that looked just like Victor came across the information that this woman is the one woman that Thor is seeking out. Like, he desperately wants to find this woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the killer, or what she made with her, or whatever. But the dragon did say that he thinks that there's a woman there that Thor is interested in, not to where he is. I don't know how I feel about
it. Right, let's check
out.
I have an out-of-play question.
Yes.
So my AC is 3 now with all my magic items.
Yes.
If I use Phantom Armor, which sets my AC to 3, will I need these magic items to make it better? I got a ring protection, the crown.
So if they throw them
in the ring protection, doesn't work at all. So the crown will make it better. The last one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
So I can get one AC to
3. Cool. So when you're nervously rolling, you can just roll down there and it will make it.
But it still affects saves one way.
And they roll higher.
Sure, I don't know where
I'm going. Let me see what.
Everything was rolling really low.
So it doesn't even set the ankle armor? It's like.
No.
This is my thing, Dave. This dice rolls 21 more often than anything else.
At the end of the day,
5 and 1.
Just we'll have our right next. And if I should fall asleep somehow, you all better make sure I have a bow in my
hand.
Don't worry, I'll tie a bow in your hand.
Yeah, a little bow tie.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about Leon's Viking funeral?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
That was meant to be like a joke, but
I'll tie a bow in his hand and then blaze a bow letter.
So whatever you do, don't.
Damn, before we go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm training for an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I can finally reach 15th level. Oh, I got a bolt, don't I?
Yeah, look at your
better play.
Huh?
Wisdom or less,
d20.
Ugh. I probably should have rolled
for that. Those are so easy.
Oh, wisdom is 17, I rolled a 16.
I'm very bad.
Can I give her a plus one?
You better roll crappy, at least have a good stat.
When my eyes turn up, I'm at
that sucks, because my wisdom's like a 10.
Yeah, you may never roll play.
Your wisdom's 10.
I will if I roll this dice.
Mine is 19.
Did
you
dice?
Oh no, I rolled an 11. That's supposed to be a 3.
Totally depends. What's your roll?
9.
8.
Did you already roll your hit points
4.
For a 9th level?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I went from 34 to 35 hit points.
You don't have a con bonus?
No.
You do. She got plus 1 for each
one.
What's her con?
8, but then I
went. Oh, sorry, I went to 36. Aunt Becky didn't tell me that. She's supposed to be helping me and she didn't tell me that.
We have the same constitution.
My strength is an 8.
Monstrous to an
sword. My constitution is
my worst. My wisdom is a 10, my dex is a 10, my charisma is a 10.
Or either 7 or 8.
I rolled really crappy, and so then in order to get my intelligence up to
my strength,
I had to drop it.
Your strength's like in your team something, in your camp.
I didn't even get coffee.
And peppermint.
I didn't bring a coffee cup, so I couldn't get coffee at breakfast because I didn't have time to bring it.
There is coffee and coffee cups over there.
In here?
Yes, I just got done making it. There's coffee cups, there's creamer, there's sugar.
Okay, that'll work. I need something because none of the caffeinated pop we have I can drink.
Yeah, he committed seppuku.
It's been too hot. He has to do
there's
that.
There's a
with
coffee
his
pot in my cabin.
Really
yes.
Yeah. Step at the bottom. Step in.
Yeah. It looks like a good play to play.
Arden, just stand next to the person behind Stacy. Actually, no. Yeah, stand next to the person behind Stacy when you use your dagger. When you backstab with your dagger. Or I mean the lowest AC. Like
yep, there's a couple
it's
in here.
With that. And it's
okay. Does that dagger file look like that?
You're about to pass the giver version of the ACT, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Here's your first one skills. Your second piece of number 36 makes a giant, like, 4-foot frost. Beating right on his back. Well, speed that strength is 12. Obviously. My cleanliness is 13, but I use my own spell to increase it permanently by 2.
So we're not going to use
which I could once for 40 feet, but I list it different every time.
Oh.
I have an Iona that's unfinished. I don't know how to I have it had time to
I too have markers and they are metallic. Tommy, I got metallic markers.
And Jamie's not fancy enough for that. Apparently everyone thinks he's dead, so he doesn't deserve that.
It basically borrows everything into the end, so nobody gets drop that or
easy. It's okay, he doesn't want to be famous until he's a bard anyway.
Slowly affecting the poison.
Right, but you got it.
And you can make yourself look like you're dead. This is
what they look like.
Somebody else.
Okay.
It takes magic, it's obvious.
I think it's too long to go this way. I have to go along
with it. Stay with the animal for an hour. If it lets it save, it becomes a
nice.
Life.
Nice.
I don't remember how to do it.
Fire,
for
me. Right.
Down, curl.
Alright, we're going to sit down with mom and dad do the cookies.
Mom and dad do
Tommy.
What?
Wait, I look really young. Which one is the kid?
You
I have really good
curls. Our combat potential.
Tender? Okay, it's okay.
How old is Victor?
So, you're collecting up outside the temple floor. Here we go.
Wait, is this in the morning?
Yes. Just
I think
before
you
dawn.
Are the youngest character.
They are not ever going to meet you at dawn and transport you from here.
We have that time before.
He's like,
not much. That's what we're trying to do.
I just wanted to train as much as I could.
Well, are you planning on sleeping? Do you need spells at all?
And with sleeps, I don't need spells, but I would like to sleep some.
Okay, so you finished with your meeting with her at about 11 o'clock.
Okay, I'll train for like 3 hours.
Alright, so that was 2 a.m. You're up and at the temple of Thor at 8.
Okay, so if I sleep for 4 hours.
You want training for 3 hours? Oh, this. You train for 2 hours.
That puts me up at 3, so then I'd get what, 2 hours?
Yeah.
If you get a
when I finish the
you wake up at 3:30, you could get like 4 hours.
Okay.
Let me check.
Could I have meditated for sleep and then meditate or finish off the night meditating on this whole situation and trying to recall ways to fight black dragons.
D20.
I rolled a 19.
Okay. Nothing really specifically comes to mind. You do recall that the black dragons that you fought before, other than their acid breath, they were basically like tanks. They were just tough critters. They weren't
so
super intelligent.
So how do
we
prevent the acid breath without
anymore?
But you also do realize that the acid breath falls and it doesn't like dissolve immediately. It sits on the floor and you can step in it, feel it get burned, and things like that.
Yes.
our
recharge is recharge.
Yes. Two things. One,
recharge.
What's the platinum conversion rate? Okay. To gold, 10?
Five.
Okay. Secondly, what I want to do, I was going to restore Kendrick.
Okay. Did that come up in conversation in a logical way that you would even know?
Because I was talking about restoring the king.
Right.
And then
probably complaining about this twin swords.
Okay.
I tried to buy this dagger. It looked like a dagger on the table, I swear. And then it turned out to be a twin sword.
Okay.
Totally perspective.
So use restoration.
It was just the angle. Because he was like, this is not bad.
I want to go see if I can.
Remember, every time you up a level, you're supposed to roll like 3d10 and adding it and seeing if your strength X or con or
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know any of that either, but I don't have enough training out.
It'll be a good day.
What's your strength now?
1891.
Okay, so now it's 1800 again.
Yay!
That's just bad.
Too
young by the foot.
We're saving the kingdom here.
I'll start.
If I can possibly.
I have no idea.
You're waking up my
son. Well, there are two things I want to do.
Hours in the business.
This is the first time you
are still shaking
die again after
you broke the rib yesterday.
Okay, well, me and Dear Moon are training.
Raised.
Okay.
From dead. At two chances, your soul survives.
Okay, two and two.
You roll for cunningness, you roll for intelligence. You might have a negative for
I think it goes up. I don't think it's just first level.
It's only first level.
Really?
Yep.
I can't help you with your
Well, because we talked about doing withdrawal.
Stop it!
Your maximum spell, you don't have a maximum spell.
But that would be a unique circumstance, so.
Yeah, if it's possible, that'd be great. I have a
little
time.
Me too.
Withdraw.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to drag it. Yeah. Just withdraw.
Black dragon. Just withdraw.
Yeah, I know.
I have
well,
yeah.
Y'all are going down if you go for the draw.
Second.
Just so you know, Sherry, that is a very strong hospital.
Black dragon.
And if we go to a draw, black dragon.
If I could amuse somebody with withdrawal, that'd be awesome.
It's probably a higher level spellcaster than all of us.
Probably.
Can I use Monster Lord to see if there are any counters?
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
Black Dragon acid. Can I?
Sure.
I took it.
You have a tiny tablet now.
Seven.
Anything alkaline would dilute the acid. Also, if you get slide, which is an alkaline process, and you coat your equipment and or yourself with it before you get hit by the dragon,
it
should substantially mitigate the damage.
What is that?
Lye.
Okay.
Yeah, it will dry your skin out really fast. You can keep it on there for a long time.
Okay.
Well, based on
yes.
Sorry, I'm going to go look for a bunch of lye.
Find yourself
there
alone.
There's all these other things going on.
Well, while they're doing the atonement,
the atonement's going to take
Do you have
minutes.
A stone skin?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, in return, I'm going to give you a stone skin.
Literally going for the atonement, I'm going to say,
can I have a stone skin?
I'm doing something very important.
I don't have one. I'm repaying the MP favor. What level is it?
First.
Actually, better
yet.
How many do you
have?
One?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I'll just go out of the room and make the
bench.
Wait, for someone who makes soap, I can tell you all the properties.
Wait until we're about to go fight the dragon, and then make it on us. So
no, that is not going to work.
Why?
You're going to use lye to neutralize. You're going to use a base to neutralize an acid.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I don't want
to
salt.
She's got the money in her pocket.
That's all I remember from the history. You mentioned based on acid to get salt.
Well,
in my hat, it's cold water.
Kendra imbued me with a pure light, and I gave her some skin.
I started with my wife. She passed away 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I can tell you,
so we're
you
gonna
don't
want
to do that.
Just a reminder on the flags, if you're doing something like with another character or whatever that the two of you are clearly and obviously able to do that. It doesn't affect the game, doesn't interfere with the initiative, it doesn't require me to make a decision or to adjudicate a dice roll, go ahead and do it. So like that, stone skin and view, I don't even have to know. Just say, then later when you go to use it, by the way, Ken, what you do with the cure light, and I'm getting it. That kind of thing. That way, because there's we have now roughly three fifteen, three thirty, and you know how Logan goes, it's gonna be more complicated than you expect. So if you don't get on it, you won't get it done. All right, and I did already warn you, did I not, that this is potentially deadly.
So when I roll the C, just strength or dex, you choose one, or you roll for both?
Do you have a percentile listed after your strength and dex, or dex and huh?
No.
Okay, so she only does it for strength and dex. Okay. Yeah. So you guys bodybuilding one, effectively, instead of two. Okay.
I have bodybuilding, does that help?
Which probably is because she's busy being a paladin.
My strength is an 8 and I have bodybuilding.
Yeah, because
it's not really working on your bodybuilding.
You have bodybuilding.
You just know how to get stronger. Means you know,
and by the way,
on top of my
you have to make a strength check. Remind me that you have bodybuilding, I may not remember. And that if it's the right kind of strength tech, your strength actually counts as two higher than what you have.
Jasmine has bodybuilding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Earn a little 10 strength.
Eight.
Oh.
So she just how to get stronger.
She had a 6 strength to start with.
So
hey, it can happen.
So right. For the bodybuilding
room. We're good. Alright. Standing in front of the temple. So you're rushing off to try to get some lie. Aaron. You're rushing off to make or you're making lie. Barrel?
I'm just
Okay, quarter cask of lie. You don't need much. I mean, just gonna powder your
10 foot by 10 foot.
I'll dump out my quarter cask of mushroom so it's an actual cask.
Are mushrooms a base actually? I think they are.
So is lie actually.
Yeah. We're getting the lie.
Yeah, that's why he wants a lie.
But we can just mush up some mushrooms and
It may give me a headache eventually.
It would be somewhat effective, just not as effective as
that. We're going to get
anyway, roll percentile dice. 30% chance you can locate lie in that short period of time.
Me?
Yes.
Well, why am I looking for it?
Oh, that's right. You're making it. I'm so sorry. Okay, so you may lie, so you need to believe, your lie. You need to believe your lie. Roll d20.
Let's take my ring protection.
Believe
off.
Your lying lie.
To give myself negative, yep. And my save
take off your ring.
Is 10, and I got 12 minus 2. So I got 10 exactly.
And you, so you made your save? So it is staked. So it does not appear entirely real to you, and
no, it, minus 2 is on your dice roll, not on your save.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
He said his save is a 10, and he rolled a 12.
Oh, he rolled, and the spell fades.
Aww. All right. I guess I'll try again with improved phantasmal force.
Step it up, reality.
Roll my strength is plus 2, plus 6.
Plus 3. That one I know.
Plus 3.
Okay, I rolled an 11, so I made it.
Succeeded to fail by 1. Okay, so you have created a quarter cask of lie.
Yes.
Put the lid back on it. It smells bad, and it burns your mouth.
Delicious.
And water. See if it works. Just a cup.
All right, here we go. You go in, you cast the atonement.
I will, before the moment, I tell him, we are about to go on a mission to slay a very old black dragon. If that was.
I doubt it, but I'll ask for it. Okay, I'm going to howl and cast a tone on you. Okay. He looks thoughtful. He says, all right. He says, he remembers, he'll get back to you in a few days.
What?
That's what he said.
He wants to meet you face to face.
You're gonna die.
Or he's giving you a few days.
Well, if that's true, you're gonna die. I think you better hope he just gave you a couple more days.
Oh boy.
He just wants to have this meeting face to face.
That's fine. I'll arm wrestle the guy.
It strikes me as if he had forgotten and now he remembers about the bow. So.
Yeah, I heard a story about that.
Yeah, unless, you know, if it's the bow itself that's going to kill you, then you'll probably die. But then you can talk to him about it. Or someone. What's the problem? You don't want to die like an old man in your sleep.
Except, isn't it supposed
to No, but I got a lot more dragons and things to kill.
Isn't it supposed to, like, destroy your soul or something?
No. That'll be helpful.
I'm sorry it's not a better result.
It might be. I can just cast a veil.
You're going to need to cast a veil too. Yeah. All right, so he's a little depressed, but he's got a quarter cast of veil on his shoulder.
Nope, I'm a dead man.
Well?
No, he said he'd get back to me in a few days.
Does that mean he's giving you a couple extra days?
Hopefully. Probably not. That's what the priest of Thor explained to me.
I think you've just chosen the wrong god here.
It's not his god.
It's the weapons.
Oh, okay.
In the name of Mark.
It's the weapons creator.
So maybe you should have chosen Mark.
No, he shouldn't have taken the bow. He took all kinds of crap when he took the bow.
So I heard it's going to Wisconsin, though.
Yeah.
All right. So, he comes out. Everyone's kind of getting in the street. The street is dark. The street lamps in this area are not lit. There are lights on the corners and stuff. On almost every corner, but they are not lit. And you don't see a street light lighter. No one ever came around and lit them last night, apparently. And but then a dark figure strolls very rapidly down the street. And soon you see it is Edlidge. Edlidge is dressed as a monk, basically. He wears combat, like fighting robes. He is bald on top, newly bald, like he just probably shaved this morning. He does have a thin, line mustache, no facial hair on his chin. He looks like he's probably in his early 30s. He's wiry and physically fit. He does not wear shoes.
So this is the guy who came to
And he does not have a weapon that you see. No daggers, no spears, no staff. No.
So this is the guy that came to us at our keep thing?
Yes. Yes, you met him at Lord Kest's keep. Okay? And so he strolls down the street towards you, and he walks very quickly, easily twice as fast as anybody here except for Ren. And then he skids to a stop in the gravel on the street, kicking up a little bit of the dust. He says, I'm here. Until we get started. Has anyone here ever probability traveled before?
I don't remember.
Have I ever...
Yeah, probability like, travel.
No, probability travel. In other words, this is where we all join hands, and I wish we were where we want to be, and we see what happens. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds like teleport.
It is, except way less accurate. And oftentimes there are stops in between.
Wait, what?
Is it really, like, go in the ground, or...?
No, not at all. No. That's the good thing. Teleport can put you in the ground, but this kind of stuff just takes you right where you want to go, just maybe with a few stops along the way.
Well, I got a quarter cast.
The name, probability.
Usually 10 to 12 times.
Well, I got a quarter cast email, so I'm ready for the road trip.
Awesome.
I need to meet this guy. I need to talk to this guy.
No, I meant for me.
He's right here.
Okay, I'm
wine for it. Wine? Wine is good. It helps with probability travel. Hand it over.
I can empty out a
warrant.
I need to talk with this guy. I need to meet you. I'm like, I need to talk with you, like, by myself at some point, because I got something important to talk to you about.
Okay. He says, really?
You just took really?
You said oh, my. He probes your psionic defenses. I see.
He knows.
Yeah. Well, it'll be nice to have you around. If something happens, I'll Tower of Iron Will. You stick with the small stuff and blast them.
I have never done anything with Tower of Iron Will.
Oh, that's a perfect thing. Very good.
What are you guys fighting?
He's got mental powers. I've got mental powers. We can overlap, protect each other, but apparently he can only protect both of us. Then I make, that'll get you tired real fast.
Okay, I'm
done. I don't know, it didn't make me very tired. like pretty marginal.
I have a feeling I'm going to need this to get through this conversation.
Like, probably hold the Tower of Iron Will for like 2 minutes. Or
all right, we're going to go now. So let's all arrange ourselves appropriately. I need to stand next to a beautiful woman, so I'll stand between these two over here.
I wouldn't take that person.
Okay, let's all join hands now. We're going to go.
Okay.
Everybody joins hands. What do you do with the quarter cast while you're holding hands, by the way?
Put it between my...
Wait, he says, yeah, they should really put straps on those things.
I guess I do the same thing.
Quarter cast go wide. He's going to quarter cast go wide. Okay, so y'all join hands.
Ayo.
Or ayo, yeah, that's right. He goes, okay, here we go. Okay. The image of the street disappears.
Okay. Oh my gosh,
you're standing on a sand dune in the middle of the desert. The wind blows and it whips your clothing and sand's getting in your orifices.
Oh,
he pulls his hands away and says, oh! It's not a sandstorm, but it's a stiff wind and you're standing in the desert. He says,
wrong!
He says, this not Geoff, is it?
No.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
How could you tell?
Okay, everybody grab hands!
Unless something went catastrophically wrong.
Grabbing hands.
Grabbing hands.
Yeah. A couple times.
Grabbing hands.
Mostly on the way to somewhere else.
You're probably going to travel with everybody.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go again. Don't worry about it. We got 11 more tries. Ready?
Yep.
Brace yourselves.
Did you mention that? It sounded like
Leon, clench your knees. Here we go.
Still clenching.
I pull up the hood of the cloak that we got from that book.
Okay. All right, here we go.
But you still have one of
those? He says,
he's drinking wine.
The desert disappears, and you're standing in basically it's like tropical forest. But as you arrive, there are little trees in amongst you. And for example, Kendra, you arrive, and there's a tree like literally an inch from your face. And so you're surprised, and you step back.
Roll for surprise.
Ron, I need you to roll a d20.
There's a rock, right?
One!
Okay. That's either really good or really bad.
You arrive, you're staying there, and you're stunned as there's brush and trees all around you, and it's damp and it's moist, and you clench your legs too hard and you break the cast of
armor.
You have total strength.
Ooh, it's an open
your boots are soaked with ale.
Oh.
Quick! I take my boots. Daddy needs his honey.
I can make more, don't you?
I have some boots here.
Okay, so as you're standing there and you just arrived, you basically figure you're in kind of a rainforest type environment. And you're on a hill. There is more sloping up terrain. So you're in a circle, but does anybody have burning sense?
Me.
Okay, both of you realize this way is east, and it's up toward the sun. Okay? It's shadowed here, but the trees above are lit in dim green, but down where you are, it's pretty dark and shadowy. Up slope to the east is a horde of kobolds, easily 400 or 500 strong, and they are charging downslope toward a caravan that is running on a road. There are three wagons, and there are a half dozen caravan guards, and they have formed a sort of a phalanx, basically, with spears facing up the hill toward the kobolds, and the wagons are actually rolling off the road to the edge right now, and the drivers, and you can see there's some women and children, taking shelter amongst the wagons. Six warriors with spears, 400 to 500 kobolds. Edmund says, gather back together! We gotta get out of here!
Yeah, we're getting out of here. Come on.
Grab a dance, yeah.
We're just gonna leave them to die? Okay.
No, they got the lights or something.
Jasmine said, we're just gonna leave them to die?
They'll be fine. Probably.
500 kobolds versus
do not have time.
The paladin says.
I'm sure they counted their cost.
Well, paladin says, let's go.
Okay. Wait, how far away is that?
I draw a bow. Are any of them targets?
There is a target within 100 yards. It is in the direction of the kobold.
Grabbing me as far.
I'm fine.
How far away is?
Okay, to shoot where? In that general direction.
So towards the target?
You don't see the target glowing, you just know it's there.
Oh,
gotcha. Shoot towards it, you'll probably hit. How far away is
Leon
the
runs off.
Kobolds?
You're not running off, he's still standing. What?
How far away are the kobolds?
100 yards.
Is that in my range? I don't know.
Probably, depends on what spell.
Phantasmal Force?
Don't make another dragon.
I'm not making any more dragons.
That counter.
That's the have a player's out. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you gotta draw the bow to look for a target, they're supposed to shoot one of the kobolds. It's a combat.
Warmer, colder, warmer.
I can make the only dragon you can't kill.
How far away are they?
100 yards. And there are women and children cowering behind carts.
That's true.
On the other side of us.
They're probably illegal immigrants.
And they're...
Andrew,
yes. Oh, you're 6 inches plus 1 inch per level.
They're outnumbered 8 to 300.
300?
He said 300 to 400.
Six.
So 4 to 500.
So that is...
Oh, 4 to 500. Sorry.
These are kobolds, not goblins.
And they're have like 8
kobolds are like this. And they are less than 1 hit dice, which means... that fighters get attacks per level.
So I'm gonna go.
We got a minute, right?
Phantasmal Force.
You're the one that said we didn't have a minute.
I'm gonna go Phantasmal Force and make a big pit for them.
Change my mind.
Okay.
She does have
here goes our hit points.
Under
one hit dice.
Oh,
I'm gonna kick him out.
Yeah, and there's 400 attacks coming against us.
You have a 20 strength. Just kick hard.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, so you say, and the earth rips open in front of the kobolds. Most of them, probably 3/4 of them, stream around the pit. Some of them jump and grab vines and stuff and swing over, but there is easily 10%, maybe 40, 50 kobolds that fall into the pit and are probably killed.
Well done.
Not highly effective, but effective.
That is
they
a level one spell.
It strikes you as if they were. They handled it better than you would have expected.
Yeah, they have some sort of leadership. Maybe. It's like,
anybody speak kobold?
Goblin?
No! Wait!
I see
Goblin.
Jasmine?
Why don't question so many languages?
Did you go to Jasmine?
Fish or face?
That's not on my list.
I speak my list.
Speaking to something.
Basically, like Noel and Hobgoblin and Kobold.
You really should have coordinated this.
Edlin says, I speak, rip your face off, and stuff what's left of you in a barrel.
Me too.
Will that help?
Just kill them.
Waste a spell.
We have to be quick about it.
Okay. You do realize they're going to be on top of the caravan before we can even get there. They're 100 yards away.
Go faster.
They're 100 yards from you.
How wide is the caravan?
400 or 500 yards away.
How many are
there? We're in between them and the caravan.
How many
are really between them? Like they're here, they're up in the hill going down there, and the caravan's down there.
Could I do I think surround the whole caravan?
You can ignore them if you want, and they will not even know you're here.
You think I can surround the whole caravan with the wall?
How many are there?
He said 400 to 500 and 40 to 50 on the hill.
Well, the caravan's out of your range. The caravan's 3 to 4 yards away. So
but they're one hit dice.
But
so
if
theoretically,
I
was, if you're,
I'm not a fighter.
Fireball.
Yeah, but unless it was closed, it probably wouldn't be.
Resources that we might need later.
What dragon is gonna believe?
How many can I hit with one fireball?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fireball.
Probably 50 to 100.
So
all right, here we go.
And then you won't have it for later.
I know. I got two.
Jasmine steps up. She draws energy from the whole thing of fire.
I got burning hands. Let's go burning hands.
She goes. And it becomes a small glowing ball that just shoots out across the forest and lands basically in their ranks. The forest catches fire, but it's not going to burn for long. It's very damp.
You're not going to need that.
Good thing Janie's not here. She went there.
Let's go.
Just give me 3 6.
Missile.
3 6.
12.
So roughly 60 kobolds die in a blazing inferno.
Are they rethinking their plan yet?
Oh, no.
Okay. We've only killed just over 100.
Kobolds are about as smart as dogs.
Okay.
Kendra's
running. Yeah, somehow yes. They all ran around in my pit.
Yes, they did. Beware, they did seem to respond fairly well to the pit.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so Kendra and Leon are charging in.
Yep.
Can I
yeah, I'll charge in too if they're running.
I'm as good as a fighter!
I'll draw my except for he's like, I'm just going to take this back.
He jumps up, plants a foot on the tree, jumps to another tree, swings on a limb, and lands in amidst the kobolds.
I will be a couple steps behind him and ready to Burning Hands groups as they come in.
Okay, roll 2d20 for me, dex checks, equal or less than dex. You can match his course.
6 and 7.
Okay. Red matches him pace for pace. Off the tree, swing. And they both land in the middle of the kobolds.
7, 14, 10.
Red, and he lands like this. And Red lands like this.
So I'm in the
Marine. Well, you can do archery anytime. We have the bows and arrows and basketball here.
What's the sky look like?
Can I stop the
shot?
Can't really see it. The sun's just coming up. It's probably clear. Because the top of the trees is lit by the sunlight already.
All right.
So it's probably clear outside. What's the question?
I'm going to stop and take a shot.
Watch
this. Okay.
Cobalt, and then I'm going to charge it.
Roll your point.
I'm shooting.
I'm drawing my short bow.
That long bow. I had
a 10.
Okay. Leon stops, plants his feet, draws the arrow back, is going to decimate a kobold. Halfway to the kobolds, the arrow veers from the flight, goes off into the woods. It strikes something in the air above the kobold. And then whatever that is, it flickers for a second and looks like a small dragon. And it busts through trees and branches as it falls down.
He just killed a dragon.
Kendra and Leon.
He just killed a dragon.
And turned over
a
rock.
Leon.
This thing!
He shot at a kobold. He shot at a
dead yet?
It's the second guy.
Is it dead yet? He's fine.
I'm sure it's dead.
Leon.
I shot a kobold.
It does disrupt your charge because it hits a tree and and its wings are crumbling like tinfoil as it busts through the branches.
What are the color?
Green.
See if you can get bile before it
bleeds out. Quick CPR!
CPR.
Get bile before it bleeds out.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of a bunch of kobolds.
If we do it right away.
With a crazy combat monk.
Okay, I will go for the bile.
Okay, the monks will have initiative automatically, won't even give the kobolds a chance. You're going to try to carve bile out of a green dragon.
And I'm
going
to help him.
Okay.
I'm gonna fight Cobalt.
So we've got Sharp and Nala.
Is there another target?
Draw the back.
I'm firing at Cobalt.
Okay. Roll a d20.
That was your.
Towards the middle.
Not doing well.
Okay.
11.
Okay. You get one Cobalt takes the arrow firmly in the head and disappears in the pack.
Okay. I feel better.
I killed one.
Okay. Roll d20.
Now I charge with the sword.
10. Plus my hat, AC, whatever, or tackle, whatever that is.
Yep. That's a hit.
And oh, man, four.
Four is actually
master.
It's still a hit. Go ahead.
Sure.
D6.
That would be pretty handy.
Would there be stones on the ground or no?
You actually killed
the
three kobolds.
I got the proficiency slots.
One went to the arrow, went through, hit some
sure.
Would there be stones around?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to make a stone golem.
Like the one you saw in the water.
Like
the one you saw in the water plane. And it only killed kobolds.
Do what with it?
I'm going to keep control over it and smash
Okay. And it comes out like 4 foot tall.
Aww. That's fine.
Very tall.
Murder kobolds.
It looks back and goes, burp. What is that? It's a 4 foot tall stone golem. Okay, we're asking for rock.
rocks.
It was meant to be like really big.
There are any rocks and
stuff.
Like a door.
Chunks of wall, branches and stuff. No rocks.
They got
it's a rainforest, basically.
Okay, well, I'm sure I would have some anyway to start slinging stones.
Oh, yeah, you have stones. Yeah, no problem. So you roll to hit. It's rate of fire 2. Roll twice. In case you had to guess, we're not really going to do an issue here.
Stone is d4.
Burning hands,
swing it. Is that right?
Yeah, roll a d20 to hit. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my father got some carving file out of the green.
Oh, they don't have one total.
Okay.
Roll a 4.
Alright,
so you know whatever it is. So, okay, so you kill one. Alright, so, I'm gonna break my math right in my head. Okay.
Wait, they're definitely in range of
Burning Hands. 3d20.
Keep demolishing.
Do you have to roll them in order?
Cool. Totally right.
10.
When you're safe,
15.
You're safe,
13.
You killed 38 kobolds. And then they're like screaming over you.
Oh no!
It's like half as effective.
Theon, no!
You're next, Theon. Theon.
He got burning hands. He couldn't tell him in the midst of the cold water.
Charlotte already died. Like,
you can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
Three times.
No, that's a meme. That's
we're over
that's
there.
Sad Theon.
Wait, horrible. Are you over there, Theon?
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh no, Kendra's over there.
Okay. Anyway, so the kobolds are streaming over top of you, attacking you. Some as they go by.
You got to be getting thin now. That's what 200 almost.
Yeah, they're down to 250.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
That's not gonna help.
Anyway, so they're running over their dead comrades. They're running over top of Edlidgen and Red, but Edlidge goes.
He comes and moves the crap out of
him. And it basically looks like a fighter instead of a moth.
A baby.
It's like this is like.
Oh, I missed one. Oh, I missed again.
Right,
Josh?
Why?
He's like.
Okay, he kills. He kills 10 as they're running past him.
Where's Archer?
It's
map.
That way.
Wait,
there's a map over on that table.
But when you get over there, she said there's signs to show you what's happening. So if you take the bows, you have to be responsible for them and bring them back.
There's a map up here, by the way.
Is that the one where she drew on?
Yeah.
Yeah, she marked it on there. Okay.
You are here.
Okay, Cobalt's going past Ren and Edlidge.
Eat it.
Opportunity attacks and all of them.
I need that as far.
You're hit once.
Oh, I am wearing that cloak from the one lady from the book.
Not here.
So I don't know if that makes a difference.
Right.
He has no idea what it does.
You're still hit once.
Okay.
It was not like 20 attacks, so. And you're able to kill an additional 5 kobolds as they're rushing past you, basically.
Yeah, we're going to do
yeah, we are too.
Chests and stuff. Alright.
How much damage did I take?
5.
Can I just keep slinging stones from where I'm standing?
Yeah. Okay, so. Leon, after the delay of the Crash of Dragon, Leon and Kendra reach the pack. You can roll your attacks for one round.
Oh,
so you get attacks.
I didn't know that was
attacks per
level.
Okay, yeah, I'm picking you.
Thank you.
Bye, baby.
Up to 16 attacks in one time.
Probably slobbery.
Right. Even if you miss.
So, negative one.
Lost
race,
he's better than negative 5.
Normal one. That's 20.
fives.
Well, 11 hits on 12. What was the natural 20 here?
She will not have 26. Yeah, it's
the humans.
I don't know what all it does. I know it's
a plus
5.
Okay, so you roll 19, you're hit.
Kill the 11 that you hit, and then because of like push through, and you sort of less swing, and like that, you killed an additional 5. Coming? Y'all?
16 hits, one was a d20. Okay,
so you killed the 16 that you hit, plus 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, but how many green dragons have you killed this time?
No. Alright.
That's the fact of the
mix. How many green dragons have you aimed at this time?
Okay, so, and you guys closed in on basically as they were hitting the caravan wall. The caravan guys strike with their spears.
Subtract with your roll, and that's how you clear all the ACs.
The kobolds strike the caravan and also try to hit Leon and Kendra.
Dude, that's fine. That's fine.
Very unsuccessfully. Oh, hit Leon once.
Once.
Yeah, no one was by training on
the kobolds. It wasn't even training on
the three must have been.
Magical.
I
mean,
yeah.
Like
60
of
them. Okay. I was so huge.
So by the time they're now amongst the caravan and they've wrapped their house red Edlidge, there's only maybe 50 to 100 of them left. And within a minute or so, enough of those are mopped up and what's left, their morale is broken. They just basically.
I'm so stupid. I'm wearing a helmet with fireballs on.
We may need those.
I'm so stupid.
Yeah. Fireballing kobolds too much is sort of a waste. you fireball them, you can kill maybe 50, you fight them for 5 minutes and kill 50. So.
Okay, gather back up.
Then you have to drink the water and rest.
Damn.
Could I have
tried the
troll cleaver?
The troll cleaver?
What?
The troll cleaver? The cleaver
I got from the abilities. Plus in 3 scrolls.
From patchwork.
My
spell is pretty good. One combat for that.
I have a scroll that I've never used.
Okay. The kobold adjusted. Alright, now it comes down to Atlantis and Theon are attempting to harvest bile from the pancreas of a green dragon.
Come on, guys.
Both of you need to roll d20.
Before I use it.
20.
Okay. So you're not, neither one of you is sure exactly where the pancreas is located on the dragon. But you are able to carve into that part of its body and find a couple of different organs that could be and harvest some fluids. Might be the right thing. Basor could probably.
Was it alive?
Basically. It was barely alive.
It was almost
good enough. Let me just,
You certainly weren't helping any by carving into its side.
Well, it isn't like we had
sort of back to this. Make sure you do a good job.
Alright, so you, what were you putting the fluids in, by the way?
Can I?
Dump them in the shower.
Okay, what?
I was gonna make a roll to see if it would actually qualify as like
the. Let me see. What do I have in my backpack for this?
Go ahead. You rush over, look at what they're doing as they're finishing up.
I can win my whole cast.
Two.
I dump out my water skin and put it in that.
I run with my running proficiency.
Do we need any more space?
There are two clearly different fluids, but after Basil looks at it, he identifies one of the two fluids that you found as what she was talking about.
Okay, let's keep that one then.
Yes, this is the bile. We are searching
for
the
bile. These are the bile.
The other searching.
I cut it out of there. I don't want to know what that is.
Alright.
The horse.
I'm not a Norseman. I follow her.
Okay. The kobolds dissipate, the guards
Norseman
yell, and when they yell, there are accents, and they yell a couple of things. And does anyone speak Rolandian?
Oh.
Might be Landis. He speaks a different language.
He gets like one every level.
I don't think so.
Actually, Romeland, Joffian, Common.
So they are obviously Romelanders, and basically they yell, "Thank you for your help! You came just in time!" One of them says, not intended to you, but to another, says, "Man, that was highly improbable."
Ask them if they have any ale.
I got one better. Can I get a water skin off you?
Sure. He speaks Romelander. I heard it.
Does he have ale?
Do you have ale?
Probably. What's up?
My friend does. And I point over to Leon.
You know what? Okay, never mind. It would be so easy to get
started. I don't have water skin.
It's a gesture.
For payment of what we just did for them.
Alright, so they give you a
time to go.
A skin of ale. And then they give you an empty wineskin. Unless you want water in it.
I want water in it.
Okay, they give you water in it.
Yeah, the probability guy took my wine. I just used my water for
water, Dragon Mile. Are you drink too?
Hey, you know.
Now wait, what's with all these
water? Is a survival thing. This be you know it's yeah. an issue here.
All
right, we should have split.
I'm kind of forsaking the survival thing right now.
Yeah. Look at your water. maybe ale for the
ranger. Does not like survival thing. That's bad.
I'm not fighting for my life now. I'm fighting for y'all's life.
You know, we should have done. We should have split in the party
shield,
just
did
north.
Did we get it back when we left that book? Did it come with us? The shield that made the bridge.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Drink.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay. We should have just been like. You want
to
try?
I just take one swallow and give it back to him.
In truth, the book would have spit it out because I had neglected to
remember. Okay,
it.
Which means Ryan would probably have it.
No, you probably handed it to Kim.
I don't drink very much.
Yeah. And he did offer up all of the cloak, the sword, and whatever the other thing was at the end. He said, "I got these for the book."
So I quickly passed the ale skin.
I don't
know
if I don't know what
books.
They do.
Of my moonshine that I got in the news.
No much moonshine.
What would you want?
It's the tough stuff. I warned him. Got like.
And 9 made my count by 10.
Okay, just fun. Yeah, it's got a kick deal. You figure, what? They take you from 5 or 6 minutes to get a buzz.
No, you move.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's not even the strongest moonshine I have. That stuff's on the horse.
Alright.
I never drink
it. Alright, let's get back together.
Yeah. Like
oh, I gotta stand by a beautiful woman.
Yeah, because that's worked so far.
He thinks you're pretty.
Kendra, go stand on the other side of
them. They're going to bounce
out. Two women for this one.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, should I balance it out?
A woman on each arm.
Yeah, I make a whole, like, I'm pretty much all, the other group's pretty much all women.
Well, if I die on arrival, the gods know I want to be in good company. You ready to go?
Why do you suggest
yes,
that possibility? I'm not complaining. I don't really care.
I forgot to mention that when it doesn't go quite right, highly improbable things happen.
Wait, dying as a person?
Not that you care.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.